Hey, welcome to the Rancor's Brothel, part two of the Dork Knight Returns. Just wanted to say thanks for listening. Unlike other episodes, I don't get to talk about TKO in this one, since we're cut kind of in the middle of an episode. So let me say that go to www.tkovapor.com, check out their fine e-cigarette products. Use the offer code RANCOR, all lowercase, R-A-N-C-O-R, for 25% off. That's Joseph, he's our biggest fan, talking. Yeah. Hey, say Batman. Say Batman. Say Batman. Ah, yeah, bugger. Okay, hey, enjoy the show. Thanks for listening. We love you. Go to Follow Networks on the Facebook and hit like. Go to www.followthe.tv and listen to all our shows. We love you long time. Thank you.
Yes.
So, Natalie, Golden Age Batman.
Well, you know, the duo, the dynamic duo, as they're referred to during the Golden Age early on, he takes in Dick Grayson, who we know becomes Robin. He is a founding member of the JSA,
which is the Justice Society of America.
And how quickly would you say he takes in Dick?
I don't know about how quickly, but I know he could take it all night long.
Yeah, totally.
All night long until the morning, and then they rest.
So anyway, honorary member of the Gotham City Police Department.
Mm-hmm. And toward the end of the Golden Age is when Alfred Pennyworth arrives at Wayne Manor. He figures out their secret identities and comes to do their thing, take care of
the
old ways.
He just shows up. Did he know the family previously, or...?
Well, in some of the lines, like, he's already there. The one that we really liked is the recent book, Earth One. Is that right?
Mm.
What was it?
Yeah, Batman Earth One.
Yeah, Batman Earth One by Jeff Johns.
Yeah.
And in that story, Alfred is a, like...
Alfred's a merc.
Yeah.
He was a mercenary when Thomas Wayne was doing charity doctoring in, like, war-torn Africa and shit. Alfred was his bodyguard, and
the
weekend that he comes to visit them and meet Bruce for the first time as a little boy, and that is the week in this storyline, which is, you know, it's not continuity, it's just a reimagination. It was a pet project of Jeff Johns. It's where Mayor Cobblepot, which is the Penguin, has Thomas and Martha Wayne killed.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's seriously, it's fucking sweet. It's fucking really
sweet.
Awesome.
So, he ends up, in the will, they made Alfred the guardian pro temp of Bruce. And Alfred's like, what the fuck? I don't know anything about children. Like, I don't even know this asshole. But, so while Bruce is sitting there crying, Alfred brings him a sandwich. And, Bruce is like, who are you? And he's like, I'm your butler.
Yeah.
And that's where that comes from. And it's actually
good.
Alfred that trains Bruce Wayne into Batman.
Very Thank cool. God they're going to continue this storyline. So, guys, if you have not checked out Batman Earth 1, go get it.
Oh, my God. Now. Alfred is a badass. He fucking, like, I mean, he starts screaming at Bruce because Bruce won't carry a gun. And it ends up at the end of the day, Alfred saves Bruce with a rifle. And it's bad fucking ass.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And they're trying to do, like, a small run every year. So they're going to they're working on a new set right now. It's a really fun reimagination. It's probably one of the best non-continuity Batmans I've ever come across. Books of note.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we go on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Since we're talking about some great books. So obviously we've already mentioned Frank Miller's Batman adaptations, The Dark Knight Returns, which I wrote incorrectly on my paper, and The Dark Knight Strikes Again, which
is a loose sequel of Dark Knight Returns.
Yes, very loose sequel, but I was super impressed with it.
It's a lot of fun.
I read it in a day, and it wasn't even a whole day. I mean, it was a couple hours because I just couldn't put it down. It was so interesting, and I wasn't expecting the ending that came. And I'm not going to spoil it because there's a lot of people that are like, I don't like it as a sequel, or it's nothing like the original, and da-da-da.
Yeah, don't read Dark Knight Strikes Again expecting a direct sequel to Dark Knight Returns.
It's not.
Look for another future Batman tale. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, yeah. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was really funny, and the twist, I felt like it was a twist at the end, was really unexpected, and it was really super cool, and it really threw me for a loop. I, like, for a couple hours after I finished the book, I thought, wow, they really went there. That is so cool. So, guys, if you haven't checked that one out either, Dark Knight Strikes Again by Frank Miller. Also, a notable one is Year One by Frank Miller, which, again, is that imagining of the origin story of how Bruce Wayne's parents are murdered and how everything starts to evolve into
but
him
it
becoming.
But it deals more heavily with a young Chicago detective moving to Gotham,
right,
whose name was Jim Gordon,
right,
and how Batman and Gordon get together. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm enthralled by all this knowledge.
Okay. So Frank Miller's Year One, also really good. Frank Miller really knows how to write Batman.
Oh, yeah.
But
like I always said, whenever a name stands out as far as like illustrators or writers in comic books, like when I know the name, they're a big name.
Yeah, that's true. You know, a really good book to check out is a crossover of Batman and Spawn, written by Frank Miller and illustrated by Todd McFarlane. Fucking
are they
awesome?
Do they team up or are they fighting against each other?
We'll say a little bit of both. You know, I want to keep
very
it fresh
cool
for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? You're coming here next week. I have that book. You can read it.
Oh, that's awesome.
What else you got there? I see Mr. Jeff Loeb.
I do,
down.
But before I go to Jeff, I want to go to The Killing Joke.
Okay.
Because this gives me a little moment to do a shout out to my father, Steve Johnson. Don't know if he listens to this pod, but when we went to visit for Easter, Matt, as always, cherry picking the comics, and
I'm not
I
really
said,
cherry picking. I'm going through them and finding out where the stuff is, so when he dies, I can.
That's okay. Whatever.
It's
anyway,
true.
Well,
wow.
Morbid.
He,
and
he
true.
Told me, he's like, mm-hmm. You know what? My son doesn't want this stuff. I want it to go to a good home.
That's
it's like
fine.
His orphan.
Well, I told him aww. That I get all the Batman comics because I am his oldest child and I get the say. But while they were downstairs looking through things, he came upstairs and I'm sitting at my mom's computer desk and he just throws down a copy of Year One and The Killing Joke and was like, you want these? And I was like, yeah.
I mean, I specifically, while going through them very drunkenly, he was like, you know, if there's anything crazy, pull it out. And I pulled those two out. And I was like, will these to your daughter?
And he just walked upstairs and gave them to me. He wasn't even setting them aside to be like, will to Natalie. He just gave them to me.
Yeah, so fucking sweet.
Yeah, so I got those put away here.
So give us a quick, like a real light rundown of The Killing Joke.
The Killing Joke is the most definitive origin of the Joker. As the Joker says in the book, if I'm going to have a past, I'd rather it be multiple choice, which admits that it's not continuity. You can never really mm-hmm. have a definitive background for the Joker just because that's the way the character is. But
cool.
It hammers out a lot of the details for you. It's also the book in which Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, becomes the Oracle because she, the Joker shoots her. Not knowing it's Batgirl, he thinks he's shooting Jim Gordon's daughter, niece, and he severs her spinal column when he shoots her, so she's paraplegic now.
That sucks.
Yeah, but I mean, it all comes back. She heals up. In the Batman universe, broken backs mean nothing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's happened to Bruce Wayne as well. So what else you got here, sweetie?
Well, since we just talked about the broken back, I will just mention that we're currently working on the Nightfall series.
I mean, we have read the Nightfall. We have read all the books featuring John Paul Valley or Azrael as Batman. And now we are reading The Return of Bruce Wayne as Batman, where he has to take on Azrael Batman. But yeah, that's where Bane, the introduction of Bane as a character and his thrashing of Batman is fucking badass.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty awesome. And he's...
Perhaps he's wondering why you'd shoot a man.
So do you think they did justice for Bane in the movie?
I do. Like, I mean, because they couldn't go the route... In the comics, if you don't know this, and the cartoons, Bane uses a steroid that's injected directly into his brain. He has a control
like he
system.
He pumps himself up. Right?
And he can completely Hulk himself out. He can mm-hmm. go from skinny Bane to, like, giant, muscly, fuck Bane. They didn't do that in The Dark Knight Rises because it is an unbelievable science fiction element. And, you know, mm-hmm. they tried to go for realism in those movies.
Okay.
So that's why there's no superpowers for anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they did justice to it. They put the important parts in, making Bane a criminal mastermind who's, you know, he doesn't want – he just wants to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that he really needs anything in life.
Yeah.
I like Hulk Bane. personally. Yeah.
Well, and I wanted to save Jeff Loeb for last because I would say out of everything, I think I was really attracted to these two books the most. The first one being The Long Halloween and the second one being Dark Victory, which really deals with the criminal element with the Marconi families. And the
Marconi is an award for radio broadcasting.
Edit. No, just kidding. What was the other?
The Maroni and Falcone.
Well, that's why I messed it up because I just merged them two together. There we go. That's why.
It's
late. I'm tired. Okay.
If you remember in Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, you had Sal Maroni and that was played by that fucking British guy.
Fucking British guy.
There's a lot of those, man.
Oh my god.
He's in everything. He was in The Patriot, he was in fucking The Full Monty. He was in he's in a bunch of shit. Fuck it.
Anyway, can't remember his name. Moving on.
And then Falcone was played by Eric Roberts. In The Dark Knight. So this is the introduction of the organized crime major families in Gotham is in The Long Halloween and Dark Victory. It's also backstory of Two-Face.
Yeah.
And it just deals with The Long Halloween deals with there is a crazy serial killer who every
holiday.
What are you doing? Are you eating something?
No.
Are you typing?
Oh, yeah, I am. I forgot my phone vibrates. I didn't hear it.
Oh, my God. It fucking sounds crazy. It sounds like somebody's eating a Butterfinger.
God, that sounds so good.
I want a Butterfinger now. You son of a bitch. Okay.
I've been smelling I've got a spicy McChicken and a McDouble right here next to me, and I have not eaten it.
You're going to make the McGangbang?
I am a spicy McGangbang.
Okay, look. It is very good. After the pod. Come on. Because I'm not cutting this part out. I already have to cut too much. Anyway, it's about a serial killer who kills once a month.
On holidays.
On holidays. He does holiday-themed murders. Mm-hmm. It's just a really interesting fucking story.
And they pull in
so
many of the villains.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all of the major Batman villains that you're attracted to are in the story. And I really was impressed by the follow-up to that, too, as well. Dark Victory, which kind of follows the same – it deals with the holiday killer because they think the holiday killer is one person. And by the end of the second book, Dark Victory, which is actually a compilation of 13 volumes or books, you find out it's somebody else. So it's just really – it was really interesting and fun reads, both of them.
Super compelling reads, guys. Yeah. Check these all out.
Great. That's art, too.
Frank Miller's Year One, Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns, Frank Miller's Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. Jeff Loeb's The Long Halloween and Dark Victory, and Alan Moore's The Killing Joke.
You messed that up. Dark Knight Strikes Again is the second.
What did I say?
Frank Miller. Ooh. You said Dark Knight Returns.
Natalie won, Matt zero.
Fuck you.
Or something. You messed it up. I know you did.
Okay.
Boom.
That's Batman in comics right there. if you need a place to start, that's where you do it. Okay, guys? You want to talk about Batman TV, Batman movies?
TV.
You want to talk about 60s or cartoons?
I know I watched cartoons, but the thing that really had a lasting impression on me was the show with Adam West.
Okay.
I remember watching that all the time.
I remember it was on after school, like when I'd come home before they had the Disney afternoon.
Yeah,
they had
I watched it Batman. A lot, and I think that's one of the things that really gave me my first taste of Batman, which you know, for some people is good and some people not. You know, some people don't like the campy aesthetic of the show. I really was attracted to it. I thought it was really interesting as a girl. I don't know. I wasn't into dark things when I was younger. And so I think it was a perfect way for me to be introduced because it was just kind of fun to see how they were going to deal with what was happening to them. It was kind of, you know, funny and fun. It was, you know, it was colorful. Sometimes it was really ridiculous. Like, this shit isn't going to really happen. But it was just fun to watch. And I'm a big fan of Adam West.
Well, and you also like seeing Robin's bulging wiener.
Oh, of course. Yes.
You know, he got sanctioned by, like, mom's groups for that.
No, oh, my God. But, I mean –
because he had his Dick Grayson sticking out?
Yeah, totally. I mean, but not only – you can't just talk about, you know, Adam West. I mean, that was truly – they pulled in some of the greatest, talents. I mean, like Cesar Romero and Burgess Meredith and
Julie Newmar.
I think Julie Newmar. And Eartha Kitt. Who else was I thinking of? Riddler. Frank Gorshin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are some. They were incredible. They did some great work, and that was one of the things as my in my youth that I really enjoyed watching. I would seek it out on the TV. I was like, I'd love to watch Batman, and you know,
they started playing
the
it on Nick and Knight every night.
Yeah, like it was
on 5 days a week. I loved it.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think that TV show was a good setting for the Riddler character. He hasn't really played out in a lot of the post Adam West series and movies and stuff. I think the Riddler was a good setting for him.
You know what? Here's a fan film for you guys to check out. It's only about 10 minutes long, and it is Batman. It's the Nolan Batman post Dark Knight, and it's called Puppet Master,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Scarface character, the fucking crazy puppet.
Okay.
And but it has the Riddler in it as well. Like, so if you can imagine what the Nolan Riddler would be.
Oh wow.
It's fucking titties tight. Check it out. That's all I gotta say. YouTube that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the 60s Batman show was fucking astounding. Cartoons. The fucking Bruce Timm Paul Dini cartoon. The Batman Adventures? Adventures of Batman or whatever?
Thought it was the animated series.
Batman the Animated Series, that's right.
I know I watched it because that was when my brother was kind of really getting into cartoons.
Uh-huh.
And I know at the time I didn't really, you know, I was getting into like more girly stuff, like really girly stuff because I was probably in my early teens.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I was really into it then, and so I listened to a couple of episodes of Fat Man on Batman where they've talked about the series. Like, I listened to Dietrich Bader,
mm-hmm.
And he's talking about Braving the Bold, but they were also referencing other things from that. And I feel like I would need to go back and watch it again. I know I watched it. I really do.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen every single episode.
I know
episode.
That I've seen a lot of it, mm-hmm. but I feel like now that I'm kind of re-embracing my love of Batman and getting to know things, I probably need to go back and watch it just to see the different kinds of things that they did.
Now,
I can see
that
the pictures
Batman
of it in my head, but mm-hmm. I can't think of the storylines particularly because I don't think I really paid attention that closely at that time.
A lot of were pulled from straight from comic books.
Mm-hmm.
So, and can you not say that when you read a Batman comic book, in your head, do you not hear Kevin Conroy's voice?
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, that man is Batman to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so cool that he was able to do the Batman voice from the cartoon that I think came out in 1990. It could have been 91. And he ran all the way through Batman. They did The Adventures of Batman and Robin. They did the Batman Superman Hour. And then they did Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. And Kevin Conroy voiced all of them.
He was busy.
Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You're just so quiet listening to us. You're just soaking it in. Kevin Conroy also, you know, in the Arkham City video games, did the Batman voice. They also brought back Mark Hamill to do the voice of Joker, which was badass.
Yeah, that was another great episode of Fat Man on Batman, listening to Mark Hamill. He had so much to say. I wish he would have done like another two episodes
because yeah.
He could have kept talking for days.
Oh, God.
And I think Kevin Smith would have just like continued to suck his dick a little bit more. he was just totally on it.
Now, this is going to be the lamest bit of information on this podcast, but did Batman and or Robin show up on Scooby-Doo at one point? And
yes.
I think Robin was played by Casey Kasem.
No, it was Adam West did the voice of Batman, and what's-his-face was
Dick
Grayson. Burt Ward, thank you.
Oh, Burt Ward, okay.
Did the voice of Robin, yeah. I've seen that episode. They also did on the live-action show, they did a crossover with the Green Hornet.
Oh, cool.
Which is pretty badass.
I feel like mm-hmm. I've seen that, but I don't think I've seen the Scooby-Doo.
Who would win in a fight, Kato or Robin? I'm going to go Kato.
Yeah.
Anybody against Robin would win.
Bruce Lee against anybody would win. I think Bruce Lee could have took Batman down.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think he could. Yeah.
So we have a new Batman cartoon coming out. They just canceled a show I've been watching, Young Justice, for the DC Hour on Saturday mornings on Cartoon Network. They canceled Young Justice to bring about a new Batman cartoon. I mean, after Batman the Animated Series and the Kevin Conroy Batman, then we had one called The Batman, which is based on the Christian Bale Batman. And then we had Batman the Brave and the Bold, which is based on the comic series Brave and the Bold, which is Batman Team-Up, And so every episode was a campy Bob Kane drawn Batman teaming up with another superhero, or sometimes a villain, but for the greater good. So that was really cool. And now we're getting this new one, which the stuff I've seen on it looks fucking amazing. I can't remember the name of it. I'll watch it because I'm a fucking, you know, nerd that watches cartoons on Saturday morning more than my son does.
So this is a good, since you said some, you said villains, I wanted to start a discussion on favorite Batman villains. Have you ever thought about who's your favorite?
Yeah.
Batman villains.
Are you looking it up, Dustin?
No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
There's enough of them that I can choose from that I know.
Okay.
Let's see. You guys can, I think one of you should go ahead so I can think about this. It's okay. Like where I'm sitting at dinner waiting to order my food.
I feel like you can't pick Joker because that's an easy one. He's the antithesis of Batman.
It is. But
so that's the easy one.
It is the easy one.
I think Mr. Freeze is too cheesy. The Penguin, the movies, like with Penguin in the movies, just turned me off from him. I didn't think that was good.
You didn't like Danny DeVito as the Penguin?
No.
I didn't.
I loved that.
Maybe it was his look or something. He looked too penguiny, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
I thought that was Danny DeVito's greatest role ever.
You didn't like Matilda?
Yeah, I was going to say.
And he directed Matilda, Danny DeVito,
what was...
Twins? Oh, wait, no.
Twins?
It's Always Sunny.
Will you two stop talking over each other, you fucking assholes?
Sorry.
We're just excited about Danny DeVito.
Hell yeah.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Greatest role.
His Twitter handle is Trollfoot.
I love it.
And he takes pictures. He has a foot that is all hairy and looks like a hobbit foot, and he has these gnarled toenails, and he takes pictures of it in, like, weird places.
That's awesome.
And puts it on Trollfoot, at Trollfoot. Yes, Danny DeVito is amazing. Anyway, sorry about that.
Can I say my favorite Batman villain is Superman on Red Kryptonite?
Ooh, that's a nice one. What about you, Natalie?
I'm sorry, I have to take the cop out. The Joker is my favorite.
Okay, the Joker's my favorite too, but if I had to go with the number two, I would actually pick... I'd pick Clayface.
Yeah.
I've always loved the idea of Clayface because he was the, like, in the rogues gallery of Batman villains, there's not a lot of soups, not a lot of powers.
Yeah.
And Clayface had a power.
Yeah.
But Batman could still punch evil in its dirty turkey face, as Kevin Smith would say.
Totally, yeah. I think my second would be Riddler.
You like Riddler?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody hates Batman Forever or whatever.
When it came out, it was awesome.
Yeah, at that age.
I like Jim Carrey Riddler.
I mean, he was fun. I can't say that he's my favorite Riddler. I really do. I mean, Frank Gorshin is my Riddler. When I see Riddler, that's who I see in my head. I mean, I saw Batman Forever 3 times in the theater, but that was because I was like in middle school and I thought the whole thing was just dreamy.
Yeah.
Because I was a girl.
Yeah, again, if you like Riddler, you have to watch that fucking YouTube video. Okay. You have to watch it this week with me.
Okay.
Okay. Having said
I'm going to change my answer.
You're going to say the Joker?
No, I'm gonna adjust my answer. I'm not going to go Red Kryptonite Superman. I'm going to go Government Sellout Superman.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Go Dark Knight Returns. Yeah. You know another really good villain that neither of you know anything about is... Kevin Smith and Walt Flanagan did a couple of series of Batman. The first one was Batman Cacophony, and then they did one called The Widening Gyre. And in The Widening Gyre, in The Widening Gyre, the bad guy, Natalie's going to read that, and so I can't say who the bad guy is in it, but I'll say that the bad guy in The Widening Gyre Part 1 is a fucking awesome, awesome Batman bad guy. He's more the antithesis of Batman than the Joker.
Okay.
Balls.
In my opinion. And The Widening Gyre 2 is in production right now.
I gotta do some reading.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up.
The Widening Gyre 2 is in production right now. He's had to take a little bit of a break because right now Kevin Smith is writing Clerks 3.
Yay, Clerks 3.
But yeah, Walt's drawing it still and Kevin Smith's writing it. It's fucking awesome Batman.
Yeah, I'm...
He made Batman pee himself.
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of get into some of the newer stuff. I didn't really know how comics worked, and that was kind of eye-opening to me the first weekend that I was really, like, pouring through Wikipedia and online resources and going, the fuck am I supposed to read? Like, you know, like he said, he gave me kind of some suggestions, and those are the suggestions that we've given you today. But I knew I needed more than just that, and I'm all about, like, chronological things. I want to have a really lush, full picture, and so I was kind of looking for other things that I needed to read, and I was
and
with being that there's so many, it goes in so many different directions with so many different books and and people writing things later after, you know, it's been around for years and years and years.
Decades.
So, yeah, decades, exactly. So it was really hard for me to kind of grasp the fact that there was different, you know, the multiverse and all this stuff. I still am kind of like, I'm a noob as far as that goes. Like, yeah. I'm still studying and learning about that kind of stuff. But I'm really excited about the New 52 and getting into the newest stuff.
Oh, the fucking Court of Owls.
Yeah.
Batman story is astounding. Another fucking amazing bad guy is the Talon from that story. Read that.
They talked about it on the Fat Man on Batman, right?
Yeah, they had the author on there.
Yeah, I'm stuck. We're, like we said, we've been working on the Nightfall, getting through all of that, and I'm on the third book. Just got it started, so it's taken a lot of time to get through it. I mean, I feel like I know more. I have a better appreciation after Batman getting his back broken and having to deal with reading about Azrael, and he was just fucking crazy son of a bitch. Still dealing with getting rid of him at the moment in this book. He's not gone yet. So I'm waiting to get through that, and then I'm just going to start ripping into some other stuff.
One character within the Batman universe that we haven't mentioned is a love interest of Batman. What do you guys think about Catwoman in the whole Batman genre? Good, bad, the ugly?
She ain't ugly.
Well, yeah, she's not.
I hate when I find myself sexually attracted to fucking two-dimensional drawings. It makes me feel bad about myself.
Yeah. Like, I never ever considered myself to have a thing for latex, but something about Catwoman is appealing. I don't know. Maybe it's her personality or, like,
well, the fact that she'd, like, put her lips on your cock and purr.
Wow.
Let's not get that far into it now.
Jeez. I'm sorry, but... what?
All right, guys, pull it out of the gutter.
I have an origin, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Pull it out of the widening gyre.
Oh my gosh. I really enjoyed the newest incarnation of Catwoman.
Anne Hathaway. Oh yeah.
I mean, she was great. I really enjoyed her performance. I like how they
bitch has an Oscar.
Used
I mean,
her
performance is going to be good.
Right. I like how they used her in the movie. I like that they took that. She was, you couldn't tell, was she for him? Was she against him? And just was that back and forth playing. There was a lot of that in Nightfall in a couple of the sections where she was helping him, she was against him, and it's
that's her persona throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. I don't know that I felt that same kind of vibe with the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman.
There was definitely a sultry, sexy air to it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't it was a fleeting thing in that movie.
It was more about her fighting
Stop
herself.
Talking over us, dickface.
I'm trying to jump in here.
Pause, Natalie. Let's let Dustin express
about
himself.
No, just keep going. I don't even care.
No,
quit.
Please, Dustin.
You're done.
I'm
done.
We're interested.
Now it's going to be the Matt and Natalie show.
Matt and Natalie show. Woo!
Natalie. Hey, Dustin.
I think Rancor's Brothel sounds better. I'll continue.
Thank you.
No, I don't even know what I was going with.
I'm
going
to go ahead and agree with that.
Okay,
so go ahead and continue.
Shh. Dustin's talking.
Okay.
Everybody hates. Everybody hates Halle Berry as Catwoman.
That's not continuity or anything. I've never even watched it.
Right. I already had a thing for Halle Berry, and she looks good in tights. So now it just seems like it's not.
Well, are you talking about the performance of Catwoman, or are you talking about, like, would you stick your dick in Catwoman?
I am a gentleman, so I won't go that far into it. Matt.
Oh, you would make love to Catwoman.
I don't stick my dick in things and tell.
Okay. I don't know. I've read some things on some bathroom walls. I'm just saying.
Ooh, spicy.
By the time you put it in that watermelon.
Well, I'll tell everybody about that. I'm saying live things with souls. Like, I would stick my dick in Bumblebee.
If Bumblebee has a soul, then a watermelon has a soul.
I disagree. The Bumblebee doesn't have the allspark. Or no, the watermelon doesn't have the allspark.
Moving on.
Yeah. Wow.
This took a turn. I'm so sorry, guys.
This is
usual. Maybe it should be the Matt and Natalie show.
Okay, you know what? In Jeff Loeb's Hush Batman story, Batman brings Catwoman into the fold. She becomes a part of the Bat family. You know, Nightwing and Red Robin and Huntress and Batwoman. He brings her into the fold. They, at this point in the story, Bruce Wayne is dating Selina Kyle. Bruce Wayne / Batman knows that Catwoman is Selina Kyle. But Catwoman does not know that Bruce Wayne and Batman are the same person. And so when she's in her Catwoman persona, she's very flirtatious with Batman. And all the while he's like, haha, we have sex. But he does come clean to her and bring her into the fold and kind of cement that relationship in the continuity.
Does she bring him into her fold?
Whoa.
In her velvety fold.
Oh my God, let's stop the sex references here.
It's Catwoman.
Okay, so they mentioned Selina Kyle in The Dark Knight Returns, correct?
Yeah, as a madam. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a madam of a cat house.
But when you read it, you can tell that they still love each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's voicemails on the answering machine, right?
No, there'd be voicemails in her voicemail box.
Oh, in her voicemail box in the
answering machine.
Sorry, excuse me. So, continuity.
Voicemails there in that team.
Well, Dark Knight Returns is not continuity.
You're right.
It's an Elseworlds.
I'm talking like
the future.
Electronics continuity. Continuity of electronics in the 80s.
Okay, what
I'm getting at.
What the fuck ever.
So, but Selina Kyle, she has her moment in The Dark Knight Returns. They have a thing where they meet up for their pleasure times.
Now, are you talking about the comic or the cartoon?
Because
it goes a little more.
It happens in the cartoon, right?
Yeah, but it goes a little more in depth in the comic in that she just the inner monologuing, you can tell that these two are still together physically in a relationship, even though they can't in public be like Bruce Wayne can't be dating a madam, you know, but they are each other's physical comfort for the world. How's that?
Fair enough.
Well, and I think that's something he needs to have. Like, I mean, everybody needs somebody to love, but. You're right.
Yeah.
So that's
if I had to pick a gal, meet it.
Nothing. Go ahead.
What? Oh no. Now it's going to be another little comment that doesn't make a lot of impact on it. If I had to pick a gal for Batman, like the one person that I think he should be with, in one way or another, it's going to be Catwoman.
Yeah, because she's Selina just Kyle. The right amount of dark as he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once she stops stealing shit, then I think it would really, really work to their benefit. Yeah, that's an excellent matchup. You are correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. Batman in movies, and then we're done. I think we're going to make this into a two-parter.
Oh, wow.
We might have to. I mean, we've been doing an hour and 10 minutes now, and we already had like 15, 20 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I have that much power over this podcast.
Yeah, right. You and your velvety folds.
Hell yeah.
Hi-yo.
Whoa, zinga.
It's not a podcast without jokes about my vagina.
Okay, let's start about Batman the movie, the first one.
Like Jack Nicholson.
No, the first one.
Oh, like Adam West?
Yeah.
Where he's running around with the bomb on the boardwalk.
Yeah, and you have the team-up of the Riddler, Catwoman, the Joker, and the Penguin. Mm-hmm. Remember they were in the Penguin submarine, and they had a four-way periscope? It was so campy.
I love it.
But in that, they figured out a way to dehydrate human beings into powder.
Yeah.
And that all you had to do was add water, and they would reanimate.
Right.
Fucking insane. Yeah. but it was campy. It was fun, especially for a kid.
There's the whole shark scene.
Yeah, well, it must have been the Joker. That shark was pulling my leg, Robin. Chum.
Nice.
Yeah, no, that's classic. If you liked the old show and you haven't seen Batman the movie, it's on Netflix. Check it out. It's, you know what, it's worth killing an hour and a half just to feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
If you got a few minutes to kill, look up Dark Knight and 60s Robin on YouTube. There's a great little clip.
Or look up Batman Can't Stop Thinking About Sex. Which
that's a good one too.
From Dark Knight Rises. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
Okay, so 89 hits, and we've got, what's that fucker's name?
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton's Batman comes out, and it was a Dark Knight Batman. It was like, fuck the 60s. Pretended that shit never happened. This was the Batman that fans at that time period, because this is only 4 years after Dark Knight Returns comes out, where fans of that time period, this was the Batman that they wanted and were waiting for.
Right.
You have a darker Batman. You have Mr. Mom playing him, which people freaked out about, but it turned out Michael Keaton was a really good Batman.
He was, yes.
He just had the look. He already has those like high arching eyebrows, which make him look kind of creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he had the Batman mouth.
I would take any other Batman over Christian Bale, personally.
You would take George Clooney's Batman over Christian Bale? Batman doesn't have salt and pepper hair. You just don't like because he owes you
money.
He does
in Dark Knight Rises. I just don't like Christian Bale in general.
You didn't
as
like
an actor.
Newsies?
I love
No.
Do you like Empire of the Sun?
I've never seen
it. Never saw it, but I'm sure I wouldn't.
I mean, it's a Spielberg movie. It's about an internment camp for white people in Japan during World War II.
The storyline is one thing, but Christian Bale as himself is another thing.
You're killing me, man. You didn't like Terminator Salvation.
He was in that boxing movie. I thought he was all right in that.
Did you like him in The Prestige?
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I'd say in The Prestige, Christian Bale was all right, but all right, I don't like him as Batman.
Okay, well, you didn't say that. You said, I just don't like Christian Bale. And I felt I had to defend Mr. Bale and his interests.
Okay.
Because, when that shooting happened in Aurora, who fucking went to the hospital to see the kids that were there to see the Batman movie?
Christian Bale.
Make-A-Wish Foundation, I can't remember the child's name. He had some form of untreatable leukemia. He had 2 months left to live, and he wanted to meet Batman. Who fucking flew that kid's entire family out to the set of a movie that he was doing to come meet him?
When there's an elderly family member to have beaten up, who do we call? Christian Bale.
Yes, it's...
I'm not...
It's hard to separate the star from the characters sometimes.
If the actor is good enough, you can do that. I hate fucking Tom Cruise as a person, but his acting, I like his acting. I can make that separation because he's a good actor, but I can't do that with Christian Bale.
Okay.
Don't think he's a good
actor. So I'm going to get off my soapbox about Christian Bale and let you guys continue.
Okay, so let's go back now. Batman Returns comes out.
Mm-hmm.
We add in some people. We have fat Jim Gordon, Pat Hingle, which is weird. But we have, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, and then Danny DeVito as the Penguin, which I thought was fucking cool.
I thought it was cheesy.
I mean, obviously you have to put Batman and Robin toward, the bottom of the list, but Batman Returns is one of my least favorite of all the movies.
Oh my God. I don't believe I put my penis in you.
It's...
You don't deserve it.
I don't know. It was just, it was real freaky.
Yeah, it was Tim Burton.
Yeah, I know. At the time I didn't like Tim Burton because I'm like a fraidy cat.
You like Beetlejuice?
I hated Beetlejuice when I was a kid. I was scared to fucking shit of Beetlejuice. And
what
Edward
the
Scissorhands,
fuck is wrong with you?
I know, and it's not supposed to be scary, but it was scary because I was weird then, and I didn't like spooky, scary things.
I don't even know you. Okay, let's go to Batman Forever, since it's more bright and colorful and chipper.
Yeah, totally. I had a thing for Val Kilmer at the time, so I totally liked his Batman.
That's why we own The Saint.
Yep.
Fucking stupid movie.
Also a good... Alright, it's not that good, but whatever, I don't care.
Val Kilmer is Batman. Thoughts? Feelings?
He's very brooding.
He broods well. What'd you think, Dustin?
I think he broods well.
There's a scene where he's talking to Chris O'Donnell. There's a scene where he's talking to Chris O'Donnell in the garage, and he is breathing very heavily, and it makes me think he has broken ribs. He's like, he'll say three words, and then he'll say three more words. It's just such a deep, deep breathing. It's so fucking creepy. It threw me for the performance for the rest of the movie.
Chris O'Donnell, he was Robin in that movie, right?
Yeah.
I liked him as Robin.
Did you like Batman having nipples on his suit? Or was that the worst decision since Greedo shooting first?
I know that there's nipples there. I don't need you to show me.
Yeah, but then you have Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl, and her suit doesn't have nipples.
Yeah,
that's fucking. That's fucking sexist.
Yeah, you'd rather see her
very fair.
Nipples, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you say, Dustin? Natalie was talking over you again.
Oh, damn.
Natalie.
Do your headphones work, Natalie? Can you hear him?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. The weight of the baby is
weighing
me down.
Shut the fuck up.
Just saying, I don't think it's very fair that she didn't have nipples on her suit.
It was not fair. That's, it was not fair. And that was when Alicia Silverstone was attractive. That was before she stopped bathing and started chewing her child's food for the child.
Fuck you.
She kiss feeds her child like a bird.
Kiss feeds her child. Whatever.
It's disgusting.
I'd give it a shot.
Gross.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. But Matt did kiss feed one of our cats one time.
Oh, speaking of kiss feeding, this is kind of it's not necessarily kiss feeding, but my grandpa once fed a deer a cracker out of his mouth, like a wild deer.
Ooh, that's weird. No, when we first got Oliver, the cat that interrupted the fucking podcast earlier, when we rescued him, he wouldn't eat cat food, and he was too young, and so the only thing he was interested in were my Cheez-Its. So I had to chew up Cheez-Its for him to make them soft so he could eat them.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that was sweet for like a day, and then it was like, oh my god, chew up these Cheez-Its and spit them into this Ziploc for me. I have to feed the cat later.
Couldn't you have just like...
In retrospect, we probably could have just used water, but in a hammer. moving on, George Clooney, Batman and Robin. I did not like this movie.
Yeah, I think I only saw it one time, and I wasn't like...
I think we own it.
Maybe we do, but I don't think I've seen it more than one time, and it's just...
Yeah, I hate it.
Not that great.
Do you think that George Clooney would have the acting chops to play a live-action version of Batman and Dark Knight Rises, or Returns?
I think he would. I think he would be an excellent Batman. And there was nothing to say that his performance was bad. I'm saying the movie was written bad. Villains were shitty. Story was awful. You can't freeze people solid and then thaw them. So that broke, you know, the level of realism that Batman usually tries to keep. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Then we move on to the reboot. We get to Batman Begins, Christian Bale. Opinion of Dustin is that it sucked.
Just didn't like Christian Bale. Put somebody else in there.
But you enjoyed the films?
Yes. I like the reincarnation of the Batmobile.
The Bat Tank.
I like the technology of those three movies.
Yeah.
Very militaristic.
Yes.
Yeah, no detective work in those movies, though.
No.
Batman is supposed to be the world's greatest detective, and there was really no detecting.
That's
for Christ's
true,
sake,
but...
Spoilers, if you haven't seen Dark Knight Rises, Talia al Ghul, you had sex with her, Batman, and you didn't figure it out.
Yeah.
You didn't figure it out that she has the same scar on her that all the members of the League of Shadows have, of which you were a member. You didn't notice it, Batman, that's all I'm saying.
But maybe
he was a little distracted at the time.
No, he references the scar. He says, oh, how'd you get that? Okay, really great detective work there, Mr. Batman.
Yeah, apparently. Well, maybe the technology is supposed to replace the detective work.
Maybe. I mean, he does, I guess, pulls fingerprints off in the last one, off the safe, and then runs everything through the system, and he uses his computer to find where Catwoman lives and shit, but still, not a lot of detecting done in those movies.
Right, but it's, I mean, again, maybe it's supposed to replace that kind of idea, because we are a technological-based society now. Technology drives everything, so...
But you go back to the 89 Batman, and he fucking figures out what combination of hair care products caused the Joker gas to come out. You know? That's fucking detective work.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not fucking, I have a bat tank. I can fight crime. You can fight crime, but you can't, like, fucking solve crimes. So...
I might go as far as saying that Batman in those movies was too techie. I think he had too many gadgets and didn't do enough, like, badass fighting.
Yeah, he was like Iron
Man.
Hand-to-hand.
Yeah, he really was. He wasn't... I like to see Dark Knight Returns Batman, where he's just a brute.
Yeah, fucking badass.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the Dark Knight Returns movies. You know, the DC cinematic... not cinematic. The DC animated universe, the DCAU... Mm-hmm. Really got some great things out there. They've adapted Batman Year One. They did a couple Batman Superman crossovers using Kevin Conroy and Tim Daly as Superman. Batman Dark Knight Returns, the greatest achievement in animated superhero movies ever.
I agree. I'm glad Kevin Smith is so excited about it, because he made me excited too.
Yeah, fucking A. Yeah. We did a special instant film review for those movies, and fucking Chad lost them.
Oh, you gotta do it again.
I don't want to.
I'll do it with you.
Oh, lazy.
You'll do it with me?
Oh, I heard that. Lock that shit down.
Spoilers.
Dustin, anything else to add to the Batman conversation before we get off of here?
Oh, man. We haven't talked about the Batcave, but there's not too much to say about it. It's Command Central.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Batman has all of the weaknesses locked down for the Justice League in case anything ever went down. The Justice League and, you know, in one of the storylines finds out that he's got all these
what
like
the fuck
files
is
and
that
shit.
Called? I just watched that movie.
Yeah, I don't remember
it's
what
Justice
it is.
League Doom, I think.
Okay. But yeah, the Justice League, they're all like pissed off because he's got all these files, you know, of weaknesses of them, and he didn't tell them about it. And I liked where he was coming from with it, you know, just in case shit went down.
In case one of you guys goes crazy, I need to know how to take you out without killing you.
Exactly, you know. And he's got to keep it secret. If somebody else finds out about these weaknesses, you know, that could cause a lot of – it's like a villain found out about them.
Well, they did. That was the whole point of the fucking movie.
Right.
So it wasn't a what-if scenario. Anyway, Natalie, any closing Batman thoughts?
Yay, Batman.
Yay, Batman.
Thanks to my dad for kind of being my Batman influence.
Steve Johnson, one of our best Follow Networks fans. Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
So, and for me, I've really got nothing to say besides this was a pleasure to do. It's nice to have you on here, Natalie.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the Rancor's Brothel family. We hope to have you back sometime.
Thanks.
When we talk Indeed. About something else you nerd out about, like fucking crocheting or something, I guess. I don't know.
Misogynism.
Yeah.
No, she fucking crochets a lot, but that's not misogyny. I knit. So anyway.
So you're both
can't
women.
Wait for that show.
Fuck you. All right, Dustin, tell me your stupid fucking joke.
Hey, Matt.
What?
What do I have in common with neutrinos?
The neutrinos from Ninja Turtles?
No, neutrinos, the particle.
Oh, what?
We're both goddamn, I can't even say it. We're both constantly penetrating your mom.
Oh my god, my mom listens to the show, you ass fuck.
And I knew that was going to happen.
And you know my mom.
So, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Oh, but...
Oh my god, that's fucking over the top, you ass fuck.
I didn't... Oh man, now I feel horrible.
As you should. As
Matt's,
you should.
Matt's mom, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, guys. God. We'll see you next week.
I'm so sorry.
Bye-bye.